The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening. I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. On Wednesday, Terrace Chamber of Commerce held their council candidates meet and greet at Terrace's Branch 13 Legion, where advanced voting was also available. All 15 candidates were present, answering public questions and getting to know their community more. With four incumbents seeking re-election, this is what they're focusing on this year. Brian Downey, an incumbent councillor since 2005, has also served as district manager for the BC Forest Service. Recently, Downey has also worked as liaison for the Housing Committee, Terrace Public Library, and the Northern Development Trust Initiative.
My name is Brian Downey. I've been a councillor for a number of years. I'm really excited about the city of Terrace. I think the opportunities are in front of us. And we are looking forward to a council that sits down and works hard and gets to the issues that we're facing. I think that with partners, there are lots of things that can be done that continue what we're doing already. But I think I see people coming to town here because they like the lifestyle, like the small city. And we need to develop services and facilities to meet their needs.
Lynn Christensen has served as councillor since 1999. Christensen currently works as liaison for the Terrace and District Museum Society and sits on the Social Issues Advocacy Committee.
I'm Lynn Christensen, and I'm running again for city council. I've been on council for 24 years. And I think I have something to offer, having some history and some experience. And I know our community is going through a really rough time. We have lots of problems right now, and it's important to have a voice for the community. I've always felt very strongly that you need just your everyday person in there listening to what your community wants and speaking for them and representing them and lobbying hard for them, because we have to speak extra, extra loud in the north to have our voice heard. And these days especially, we have so many issues to address. I think lobbying to other levels of government and speaking on behalf of our community is the important thing for me.
James Cordero is a downtown business owner who is also seeking re-election, who sits as vice chair for the regional district of Kitimat-Stikine and the chair of the Detox Center Select Committee.
Hi, I'm James Cordero, and I'm running for Terrace City Council.
I think the biggest issue, obviously, is downtown safety and social issues. I've been a business owner in the downtown for 14 years, and so I've seen those issues firsthand, and I'm proud of the work the city has done to start to address those in a positive way through our community safety officer program and using our social development coordinator to work with different service providers to get them in the same room and connect people to the services they need. And we need to continue to lobby the province to bring the services that are missing, like detox and rehab. And at the same time, we need to work with the province and Crown Council to get the criminal issues resolved that need to be resolved that aren't going to be fixed through a medical intervention, because there's people that need a medical intervention, and there's the people who are preying on those people and the rest of the city.
Dave Gordon is seeking re-election after winning the 2021 by-election. He is a founding member of the Skeena Salmon Arts Fest Society, is liaison for the Terrace Downtown Improvement Society, and is the director for the My Mountain Co-op Shames Mountain.
My name's Dave Gordon. I'm running for City Council in Terrace. Really enjoy being in this leadership role with the city. I'm looking forward to community building for the next 4 years and hope that we can pull out people from the community to support us and create a new vision for Terrace.
Lynn Parker has not served as city councillor, but has served two terms for the Kitsilis Band Council and has also served as chair for the Northern First Nations Alliance Health and Wellness Subcommittee.
My campaign platform really stems on three important issues: more affordable housing for a growing population, community health and wellness, including the safetyness of our citizens, the opioid epidemic, how can we battle it, what are some of the different different solutions that are out there that we could help support, as well as the mental health support. How can we share that awareness more so that people can get the help they need? And then also with the community health and wellnesses, talking about centralized area for care centers. And then my third one is moving forward with reconciliation. So like I said earlier, strengthening relationships with surrounding First Nations, local organizations within the City of Terrace, as well as the Coast Mountain School District to help implement or strengthen the current plan to redress reconciliation.
Yvonne Nielsen is a disability and accessibility advocate who has many experiences presenting to City Council and working as a volunteer for both Measuring Up the North and the Greater Terrace Seniors Committees.
My platform is I've been injured in a serious car crash 35 years ago, and I've been coming across situations to do with disability issues that rise up, and I'm a disability advocate, a community advocate, an accessible advocate, and Terrace needs a long way to go to be accessible. What I'm doing is for everybody, and everybody has the right to a quality of life and have a meaningful purpose. So that's what I've been doing, you know, this for a long, long time. And I've been on the Terrace City Council committee to do with Measuring Up the North, which is to do with accessibility, and I've also been on the Greater Terrace Seniors Advisory Committee, and I've got a lot of changes made in Terrace. I'm also a person that I get things done, I get action done, and I don't take no for an answer.
General Voting Day happens this Saturday, October 15th, at the Terrace Sportsplex or Cassie Hall Elementary School. With 15 council candidates this year, there is a lot of ground to cover. You can hear the rest of the candidates' platforms in part 2 of CFNR's Terrace City Council candidate coverage on canada-info.ca or tomorrow evening following Kelly Kenny's Journeys. This story was brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative.